What is up, guys? I'm Adam Britt with QB365 Media, back with you again to talk about anything interesting that's happened or will happen in the QB universe. It's late Monday night. Hope you guys got better the last week or two. It's been kind of quiet because of the 4th of July and dead week. Most college coaches are on vacation this time of year. I was actually at the beach too, but still try to stay current with everything going on. So, as I said, it's been kind of quiet, and it has in some ways, but there's also been tons of major QB camps and competitions lately. Obviously, the opening took place in Dallas. I'm sure most of you heard that Spencer Rattler out of Arizona took home Elite 11 MVP. Like we talked about in the last couple episodes, he was the guy to beat coming out of the finals. And I guess when you lead your team to the 7-on-7 championship, you're probably not going to lose that. Saw a few highlights. He's very impressive with some of the throws he makes. One in particular I saw, he was probably on the 15 or 20 going in, and his feet were set to throw about to the right upright. But without resetting, he threw a perfectly placed ball to the back right pylon for the touchdown. Elite arm talent he has, and I'm sure Oklahoma fans are happy he's going to be a Sooner. Oh, and 24/7 Sports also gave him a fifth star after that, so not a bad summer so far for Spencer. Back to the opening, from everything I read, Bo Nix, the Auburn commit, had a great weekend too, coming off his MVP from the Rivals 5-star, and he actually led his team all the way to the finals before losing to Rattler and his squad. QB Collective also had their big camp in L.A., had a lot of high-quality QBs from all over the country. They had 2019 guys all the way down to 2022. Sean McVay, head coach of the Rams, stopped by. Drop some wisdom. They were really going down that NFL route. Some NFL guidance and coaches and former coaches. Looks like a great camp, and it'll be really interesting to see how they grow and continue to put on camps all over the country. FBU had their Top Gun camps, and actually I headed straight from the beach to Atlanta, where National Football Academies had their annual dual competition. It's always a lot of fun. I get to see friends and coaches that I may only see once or twice a year. And the competition is actually really fun and very well ran. QB out of Madison, Wisconsin, named Jason Sinetti, won the 2020 Rising Junior Class competition, which is the oldest they'll do. He's a great kid I've known for the last few years, and hopefully he'll be like the last QB to win that classification and go from no offers to a handful in a year. And that kid's currently committed to an FBS school, so hopefully Jason can follow in that kid's footsteps. Speaking of offers and commitments, let's get right into the past week. All the QBs who either picked up an offer or chose their school. And again, like I say every episode, if you got an offer or committed or made a big announcement and we didn't acknowledge it, it's not because we don't like you. It's probably because we don't know you or we just missed it. If you want to make sure that you get on our Twitter or on the podcast, just follow us at QB365 Media, and tagging us will definitely guarantee we see it. And if we see it, we'll absolutely acknowledge it. Offers, commitments, big announcements, anything like that. So here we go. Way less than usual this episode, but they'll definitely be picking up as we get out of the beach season. First off, Arkansas Baptist College. They came down south and offered three Georgia 2019 QBs in Donald Wilson, Justin Steele, and R.J. Walker. Congrats to those guys. Niall McLaughlin out of Iowa was offered by Wayne State. Auburn, they're the latest to get into the sweepstakes for very talented 2021 QB Preston Stone. He's going to have all the offers before he's done. Preston was also the first 2021 prospect to be invited to the U.S. Army All-American game in 2021, obviously. So he's had a good couple of weeks. Travion Houston from South Carolina landed an offer from Western Carolina. Then a few days later, picked up another from Kennesaw State here in Georgia. Georgia QB Marquise Collins, he was offered by Davidson. Davidson's in North Carolina. Garrett Nussmeier, 2021 from Texas, got a second SEC offer. This one's from Missouri. The D2 national champs, Texas A&M Commerce, offered in-state QB Peyton Culberson. Ben Ballard out of Texas earned an offer from Ithaca. R.J. Walker, along with that Arkansas Baptist offer, he also got an offer from the Apprentice School. Wiley Kane out of Kentucky picked up offers from Case Western Reserve and Oberlin. Joseph Hutchinson from Mississippi earned an Ivy League offer from Harvard. And then finally, Richmond, the Spiders, they offered a couple of QBs today, Hunter Holsey out of Mississippi and Jackson Walker out of Tennessee. For the commitments, not a lot of them again, but we do have a few big ones. 2020 QB Deuce Hogan from Grapevine Faith in Texas made his decision to go play for the Hawkeyes at Iowa. Jack Miller, another big-time 2020 QB, he's out of Arizona. He committed to play for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. Sudden Sapien, 2019, out of Texas. He's going to stay in state and play for Texas at San Antonio. Southwestern College got a commitment from 2019 QB Jared Barnett out of Tulsa. Kenique Bonner Stewart out of North Carolina. He committed to Temple. That's all the commitments, but a couple other things to note. Graham Mertz, the Wisconsin commit, got an invite to the 2019 Army All-American Bowl. And going one more thing about Spencer Radler, he actually announced he'll be playing in that game in January in San Antonio. So finally, before I get out of here, I know this one's a little shorter. They'll start picking up as we get into the season. Let's talk a little bit about quarterback competitions. And as I talk, I'm not really talking about Elite 11 and the Rivals 5-star and the ones that only a select few are invited to. But you and I both know that if you try really hard enough, you can find a local, regional, or even a national QB competition or combine or showcase just about every weekend in the offseason. Now, I think a well-run competition put on by quality people, they're great. But let's just make sure we're selective and smart and we prioritize why we're going to attend these competitions. So I think if you attend for the right reasons, such as wanting to see how you stack up against athletes from all over the country, other regions, wherever, learning what you need to improve on, seeing what guys can do a little bit better than you and you need to work on, getting experience of performing under high-pressure situations, that's great. Or even just wanting to meet new people, make new friends, travel your family, take trips, right? All those are great. But just as I know it's important for high school prospects to be smart about selecting college camps to attend, I think youth and high school QBs, parents, and coaches should also be smart about selecting what competitions, combines, showcases that we attend. So I've been there. In my first several years as coaching, I made this mistake. I was taking one of my quarterbacks all over the Southeast to try and get him exposure because he wasn't playing on Friday nights yet. This is when he was in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade. And I thought it was the only way to get his name out there. But just about every time we left knowing he didn't get anything out of it and wondering why we went to all that trouble. So next time you get an email from a company that you've never heard of before, but they received your name and want to personally invite you to their top prospect, super elite, 6-star premier showcase, ask around and make sure it's legit and at least it's well run and a good experience before you give them your time and money. And if you get an invite like that, I can almost guarantee you that it's not. So that's it for this week. It's a short one. I'll be back soon to discuss anything new that has to do with quarterbacks. Be sure you're subscribed so you get notified when a new episode drops. I'm sure you can have it playing in the background when you guys play Fortnite or something. Would always help us out if you gave us a rating, shared it with a friend, gave us a retweet, anything else that helps us grow so that we can be in a better place to help you guys. Going to do some interesting things as we get into the season, so make sure you're paying attention. Thank you guys for listening. Enjoy your week. Y'all throw well, and we'll catch you next time.